I looked at my phone, and it was a message from another unknown number. It said, "Come to 2739 Hartway Street." I thought it was a joke, but I still had a gut feeling. I typed, "What if I don't?" I then read, "You live at 6429 Puma Street. Don't call the authorities. You'll regret everything." I looked around in shock. I felt like an entire 30-pound weight was dropped on my shoulders. I stood up and went to close the curtains at my window. I texted back, "Okay, I will." "Don't bring anyone with you," I scoffed. "If you bring anyone, you'll instantly regret it." I felt as if this person was making a fool out of me or pricking me. It didn't matter, though. I called my friends. Six picked up. "Hey, come over to my house. Buy flashlights on the way here." "What?" The rest of them agreed without any question. Quick enough, I heard several knocks on the door. I quickly answered and found five friends at the door, holding five separate flashlights. "Why couldn't Jack come?" I questioned. "He didn't want to. He's still at the party," answered Mary. "Oh, okay. Well, we're gonna go on a Halloween adventure. Since it's Hallow's Eve, I figured, why not? It's gonna get dark soon, so let's hurry," I said in a false, cheery voice. I saw hesitation coming from a lot of them. "What? You guys scared?" I teased. "What? No, you just randomly called us and asked us to show up with flashlights," Mary said. "Sorry, it's sudden. Let's go now. I'll drive," I said to ease them up a bit.